Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Raw Preview. I'm Michael Sidgwick, joined by fellow Dudley boy Michael Hamflett to discuss everything that's going on tonight's show. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure to subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. We preview and review Raw, SmackDown, NXT 2.0, AEW Dynamite, Rampage, premium live events, pay-per-views, we have wrestling interviews, roundtable discussions, sometimes we answer your questions, and we host a roundup of the week, complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. Hamflett, you're a WWE mark. Tell the marks why you're excited about Raw.
For very little reasons other than what would typically be the Wilborn copy if he was here today, which would be, is the Extreme Rules go-home show. I have been a big fan of WWE lately, but it is my opinion that they have peaked the creative for Extreme Rules maybe a week too soon. I thought that was evident on SmackDown on Friday. And from what limited stuff I've seen previewed for tonight, I'm not convinced that this Raw is going to change that thought process very much.
Yeah, there's only four things to preview, which is honestly better than the zero we used to get in the Vince McMahon era. So let's get to it. Where's Chad Gable from?
It's here, isn't it?
Where. Looking at the WWE.com preview, right? Okay. Braun Strowman gets blank against Chad Gable this one day.
Well, what they implied last week was murderous, but they're not going to put that as website copy.
No, it's Unleashed.
Unleashed.
You know what's weird is that we're marks, absolutely gleefully so, mostly anyway, on the Dynamite preview and review, to the point where on the review, we sometimes get ahead of ourselves and preview next week's content. I did the exact same thing on the Raw review of all things last week. So the mega fans will have to forgive me for regurgitating a take, because I think there's genuine value in this. Now, WWE has started, because they have good ideas, to, I don't want to say rip off, but rip off certain AEW things under the Triple H, Pepper H regime, one of which is do stuff that is built around a hometown, a home city, a home state, hero or heel or whatever, around your television, because that person is always going to get a loud reaction, and wrestling is so much better when it's utterly loud and deafening and hot and all the rest of it. So this sometimes can be the hometown hero gets a title win, or they simply win a match, or just something happens. This is, I hope anyway, going to be a really cool subversion of that, because I don't think Chad Gable's going to get the win against Braun Strowman. I really don't think that's going to happen at all. But ultimately, I want him to lose in the most comical and disastrous and decisive and visually pleasing ways possible, because the whole idea is you want to be nice. You want to do something for the person who bumps for a living for your ultimate benefit, when they're surrounded by people who want to see them and who gravitate towards them. But I would like them to subvert this by having Chad Gable get monstered by Strowman in the most ridiculous, preposterous way imaginable. I don't know how this can manifest, but I guess this is why we're on the preview. Maybe you could, I use the example, right, where Homer Simpson, and I'm not saying WWE could craft anything even vaguely adjacent to this as a comedy masterpiece, but the kind of overkill that Homer Simpson got when he fell down the gorge,
yeah,
and he gets stretch it back up, airlift it back out, and then the ambulance drives into the tree and he goes all the way down. I want to see Chad Gable sell the ass kicking of a lifetime in such a way that it acts as a platform for how great he is as this heel who gets what's coming to him. I want to see an iconic thrashing. Are we going to get it?
I hope so. We used to get it on what felt like a near weekly basis when Braun Strowman was operating at peak. And then it was really sad. You remember how there seemed to be this like mutual separation between like performer and promoter with Braun? And it, for me, it hit when he was doing a bullying story with Kevin Owens, where all of a sudden the Portaloo and the blue cleaning fluid from the toilet
was so mean-spirited.
Yeah, it was supposed to be this, like, oh, it's another Braun moment. And like, this is one that you might not remember because WWE don't remind people because they shot it really poorly. Do you remember Kevin Owens taking that enormous bump off like a truss table and they couldn't get the shot? So we just never see it. You just, it's never been one of the things that gets replayed. It just felt like all of a sudden, all the magic of the Braun violence had been flushed away. And I'm assuming at least based on the fact that Triple H has brought him back, that he wants to go big here in the way that they built up last week. The build to this was absolutely tremendous. So we already have seen Braun not so much having issues with Chad Gable, but, you know, being ever so slightly bothered by Alpha Academy because Chad is idiotic enough to think that he can bring a challenge to Braun. Braun's been just decimating through all these tag teams. And then Braun rings up last week to scare Chad on the spot and calls Austin Theory's phone, doesn't he, to let him know that just doom is coming and there's absolutely nothing he can do about it. So how fun the setup was gives me hope that the payoff is fun as well. You want to believe now that they don't put this in place without having the thing in mind. Now, of course, it's stunt work probably. So, you know, you get to a building and you might think, yeah, we're going to put him through the stage, but not just through the stage. We're going to pick him up from the detritus of putting him through the stage. And then we're going to put him through the ring. Or, you know, like it's going to be one thing after another. Or you made the point, the joke about Homer in the ambulance. Maybe it is indeed Chad in an ambulance and then Braun tips the ambulance. I think we mentioned that as a possibility last week. There is no ceiling to this, and nor should you look at this as having one. You know, Otis is there as well, and Braun could take out Otis, and that could be like him doing something almost as spectacular to Otis. Doubles the fun, doesn't it? Because Otis is a big guy, and seeing big guys like little guys is part of the fun of having a Braun on your roster in the first place. If this sounds like imagination running wild, I kind of feel like they've created the platform for that. So I think they've welcomed people to, especially with it being Braun Strowman, to visualize or fantasize on the possibilities of this. I also think it's maybe, like, I'm wondering, what is this for? So Braun has been dominating tag teams at the same time that Triple H is trying to restore credibility to the tag division. Those two things can't happen.
I don't think he is, but carry on.
Well, yeah, theoretically, I'm kind of with you on that, but like, certainly there are things that are going on that make you believe that he's trying to do both things at once. And if that's the case, like, what's this all about? Like, why has Braun been so keen to like unleash his brand of violence on these two unless he's got a tag partner himself, unless his goals are maybe, like, as wacky as this sounds, considering what he's doing here, are his goals that he wants a partner to fight the Usos, and he's just dealing with the competition presently? Because there's nothing wrong in that, but this feels quite a long way away from that at the moment. So there's got to be a next after this as well.
Absolutely. Look, before we move on to the next thing, it's just interesting that they've posed the question, what would Vince not do? Because that's the whole aim of this new WWE. This sounds like something Vince McMahon would do. How are they not going to do this? I mean, if they just do it, it'll be funny on a perverse level, but I don't think they will. And it weirdly acts as kind of a hook. What doesn't act as a hook for me, I have to be perfectly honest, is the Bianca, this is according to the WWE.com copy, Bianca Belair and Bayley sit down to sign the contract for their Extreme Rules Showdown. Look, I can't be arsed with this. They are, I think, going to regurgitate what amounts to the thin premise for the story in a back and forth conversation before a table gets split. One of my favorite things about early AEW was when they would do something like this. I think it was Cody versus Chris Jericho on the otherwise savaged Halloween episode where they said, oh, we're going to do a contract signing. And I think because people have WWE brain, they were thinking, right, okay, this Dynamite's been pretty awesome so far. Obviously, the Halloween one wasn't great. It was an aberration for that pre-Full Gear run. But surely they're not going to do this, are they? And this is the difference, I think, between the covering AEW as this brand new thing that was pretty much awesome straight out the gate, and this apparent new bold era for WWE under the auspices of Triple H, because I don't think there's this incredible twist coming to something like this. Am I being cynical?
No, I really don't. It doesn't. I've had my concerns with the quality of this storyline, not for the quality of the match, just for how much thought. I backed Triple H a great deal as somebody that I thought could fix a women's division in like dire need of help. And thus far, he's relied way too much on like letting the wrestlers wrestle. And like that's pretty much what Vince McMahon was getting away with. Like he would have two or three decent matches because of the quality of the top end of that roster in his locker. And then you would have a WrestleMania match akin to Belair versus Banks or Belair versus Becky Lynch. You know, you would have them there and they would be held aloft as the women's division is in great shape because once a year on the biggest show, two of your best wrestlers come together and have a great wrestling match. And it was cheat code stuff. And I've not yet seen evidence from Triple H. I don't think Damage Control have been a massive failure or anything, but I also wouldn't say that for the profile they've had, they're particularly setting the world on fire. I think if you're analysing them fairly, and I love all three wrestlers involved in the stable, they're a stable I want to like a great deal more than I do, in truth. They have good matches. They've yet to have a great match, but they have good matches. But they've just become a way for, like they've become a device for impromptu matches and easy setups more than they have. There's no sense of, like Raw doesn't feel like it's under threat. Asuka, like Alexa Bliss and Bianca Belair haven't felt that they've had to look over their shoulders every day since Damage Control showed up. And thank God Candice LeRae is here because we can start getting our team together for War Games. Like, that may be what WWE is telling you or projecting to you, but it's not true. And I think that's, like, leans into why I've got quite low expectations for this. It's funny you mentioned about the table being, like, broken in half. I was thinking they'll use that contract, that big marble table they never use, but Damage Control will do the damage. And because of set dressing, the belt will be hanging aloft and they'll get the ladder out and Bayley will climb the ladder. Oh, yeah. That'll be your visual signifier instead. But it's all much of a muchness. Like it's all kind of quite fake pantomimey stuff. So I'm looking to be proved wrong here. Like these Raw previews lately, where you are getting three or four things to talk about. And the first one being an example of that on this pod, inspiring a bit of fantasy booking or a bit of speculation where it can go. I'm seeing now here, pretty much the duration of this run, Bayley's return has been, well, Bayley and Bianca Belair will probably have a really good PLE match down the road. And here we are. We're here at it. And I've not been able to add a single detail to that since. So that would have been.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
SummerSlam. Like, I've not been able to add a single detail to my expectation of that, the quality of that match since SummerSlam. Yeah. Not really.
So that's generic WWE crap that Hamford's not into. Well, Jesus Christ, stranger things have in fact happened. There's a match to preview. Rey Mysterio and AJ Styles are going to take down, apparently, or they're trying to take down, the Judgment Day unit of Finn Balor and Damian Priest. Don't care about any of this personally, but I expect it to be some kind of platform for Dominic to interfere. Maybe it'll get thrown out and then Edge can get involved?
Yes, I guess like the Edge I Quit match. They're probably not going to want to give too much physicality away with Edge and Finn Balor, because I've got quite measured expectations for the match on Saturday, but I think
it'd be great.
A lot of people are high on it. You're seeing that there's this sense that as soon as it was announced, immediately there was a feeling that that's going to be challenging Moo, Riddle and Rollins for match of the night honours on the night. We'll see. It could do. I Quit can sometimes be a difficult stipulation to wrestle around rather than just being able to get lost.
I'm worried about Edge.
Yeah, he's got mid in him more than people want to admit sometimes.
He's also got intense cringe in him as well.
He's got plenty of that. But in terms of the cringe I enjoy, I kind of cannot wait for this. What's ticking my box here is AJ Styles.
I could very much wait for this.
AJ Styles and the Judgment Day. This has done something to me. In the same way that those live crowds, are really, really enjoying leaning into Dominic Mysterio and Rhea Ripley and just the heat that this act is getting. AJ Styles not wanting to join the Judgment Day, but confused by my former friend Finn Balor. There's something to this. And the Rey Dominic interactions have been tremendous. They've been really well. The way they've been, it's obvious stuff, of course it is. But Rey is this timeless, sympathetic babyface, even behind the mask. And Dominic doing this thing once a week where he points at his face, "Come on, Dad, hit me with a chair, Dad."
Dad, what's taking you so long, Dad?
There's something I'm finding quite captivating about that. And yeah, I just
Doesn't expect him get punched in the face.
I just expect more of it here. Priest as well. Let's give him a bit of credit. Had a ripper last week. A high-quality Damian Priest main event. So not only is this angle over, this group, the Judgment Day, overperforming, but the wrestlers, it would seem, are wanting to level up to the sort of the platform that's been given. Rhea Ripley's tremendous in this role. She's kind of the leader of the group.
Yeah.
And her chemistry with Dominic is fantastic. She's actively benefiting from her position in the stable. So I've got quite a lot of leeway for this. Match quality will be 3.5, Monday Night Raw, 20 minutes. You know what it looks like.
Why do you love it?
I don't know. I wish I had the answer.
Chandler and Miss Congeniality with this crap.
I wish I had the answer for you. But it does. It gets me on the hook, this stuff.
Very weird. Matt Riddle and Seth freaking Rollins come face to face this Monday.
All they've done. I mean, I'm into it, but it's all they've done.
They come face to face. They've had a brawl. They've had a tense conversation. I don't know how they advance this in any meaningful way. I'd rather talk about Chad Gable again, but I'll get your thoughts on Seth and Rollins. I had an idea that popped into my head for Chad Gable. I can't believe I've been encouraged to fantasy book. It's actually quite fun. Do you think Chad Gable gets very hubristic about being in his hometown throughout the show and kind of a show-long hook where they keep revisiting him and he's like, I've got my hometown behind me, and that adds to the joy of him getting his ass kicked? Or do you think he pretends to be like that, but deep down he's trying to get out of it? Do you think they're going to do a show longer with this one? I think it's the best approach.
I don't know. Yeah, I suppose it depends if the beauty of the show long one is you could justify this otherwise fairly fun mid-card fair being presented as a main event. If the stunt is big, especially, it's a cool way for the show to go off the air, isn't it? This is WWE under Triple H is nothing if not, at the moment at least, relatively joined up. So you remember when years ago...
I love about my entertainment. Sometimes it's joined up.
It's plotted, isn't it? A couple of years back when they were moving to the Thunderdome and Retribution were running wild with chainsaws. And we're thinking, that's something. The first time you're ever going to legitimize these complete losers is they're going to smash up the Performance Center and thus create the storyline need for the Thunderdome. And it was Vince, they just didn't. see you Friday for the Thunderdome. Cool. Right. In sort of traditional wrestling booking rules, you could the main event this Monday Night Raw with Chad Gable being... Whatever the insane disaster that is the site that Braun Strowman leaves Chad Gable in, and that be your final little. And if you think this was extreme, check us out on Saturday. It's going to be, there is something to putting those two things together, which would allow then Gable to run a show long angle where he's the focus guy for the night. And as you say, basically a series of vignettes in which he's issuing a begging letter for this crowd to please be with him because he hasn't got a hope in hell's chance. Yeah. Like, you can have a lot of fun with that. Because otherwise it's the complete opposite. And the awful thing happens to him at the beginning of the night. And then it's him dealing with the ramifications of it throughout the show. And that becomes a runner instead, is that it keeps cutting back to, oh my God, Chad Gale's on his way to the hospital. You know, like the Mountie going to prison at SummerSlam 91, but with less homophobia, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Like, you could do it that way. Yeah. Like the continuing misadventures of Chad Gable being chased by Braun.
Yeah, no, I think that's a decent idea. Anything to add to what Riddle and Rollins are going to do?
Well, in the absence of Wilborn, our MMA aficionado, I don't know a goddamn thing about Daniel Cormier, and not to sound like an AEW fan confused with Bandido, but I wouldn't mind being told some stuff. Like, what does Seth Rollins and Riddle think about that? Like, it's a fight pit, right? So a UFC fighter... They're going to make this feel more like Riddle's Domain, which is what the fight pit is, the cage, all of that sort of stuff. So it's going to be leaning on Riddle's MMA background, Seth Rollins being out of his depth, you know, the sort of, he's all about flashy costume. He's a sports entertainer through and through, and this is not his world. And now there's a referee in there that understands that world too. Like, educate my ignorant ass on this. I won't feel patronized if you want to have the wrestlers respond to this and talk about why it now matters for Saturday.
This is preview fodder, right? But... Rollins has got such a good gear game. Yeah. I think he's going to wear like the little trunks.
Oh, yeah.
Fake sponsors and stuff. I think that would be tremendous.
The dusty reveal against Cody was sublime.
Yeah, it was absolutely great. So hopefully he goes all in there as he usually does. Did you see Ariel Helwani's tweet?
No.
I think he was the one who air quotes, Christ almighty, I'll get there in the end, broke it. He reacted as if McMahon and Bischoff had just hugged on the Raw stage in 2002.
Right.
He's like, oh man, yeah, I can't believe it's actually happening, but let it sink in. It's happening. Incredible. It's got to get from the UFC. I know you have to put it over, but don't be such an absolute, such an absolute mark, co-opted mark, Ariel. Anyway, was it raining? I'm going to take my kid out of football in this, if it is. Ever since I turned 37, it's just rained. Dexter Lumis going to do with Miz this week, and are they going to actually have a match at Extreme Rules? Because they're going to have a match. It's wrestling, and they keep telling me, it's wrestling now, it's wrestling. Are they actually going to do something to set up an actual wrestling match?
Oh, it's really quite something, isn't it, if this, of all the feuds, isn't something that's settled at Extreme Rules. You know, they've teed up something that you could do, like...
It's not one for stomping grounds, is it?
In contrast, right? Gunther, Sheamus, the rematch for the Intercontinental title that Triple H is asking you to take very seriously. So seriously, in fact, that it looks set to headline the season premiere of SmackDown, and Raw will need a similar season premiere. Or will it? Because it's going to have the fruit, assuming that he returns at Extreme Rules. Like, they cannot drag this out. Well, maybe they could. They're going to drag this out to Halloween. And I've just decided in my head, it's like they can keep this going a little bit longer. This has got cinematic spooky nonsense written all over it. It was Dexter and Theory, was it, with the zombie ref and the weird mucky house?
Dexter and Cameron Grimes.
Cameron Grimes, thank you, that was it. So I could well see them just trying to do like a version of this in like back at the Miz's mansion or something along those lines. If not at Extreme Rules, then it's going to have to be saved for some sort of Halloween special edition of Raw, because I'm just over it, man. I'm so over it. Like, the Dexter Lumis, we talked about Hit Row on the SmackDown preview, which will hopefully one of these days drop into your feeds, thanks to the slight technical hiccups we've had today. But the Dexter Lumis is another one for me. But I will say, right, the difference with Dexter Lumis and Hit Row, this might feel aggressively very Triple H, but the people in the building are kind of reacting to Dexter as well. So I feel like I'm the one out of the loop on him. I'm not finding it funny. I'm not receiving either man as a babyface or a heel, particularly. Like, it's the worst version. I cannot remember. There's a thing in AEW at the moment, and we keep coming back to it with this specific story of, why you waited? You could have just... it's Daniel Garcia and Chris Jericho. It's like, well, you could have chatted with me backstage about this. It's kind of awkward now with the people. This is the worst and most egregious example of that in pro wrestling. 7 days go by and The Miz explains once a week why last Monday he didn't do the obvious thing and just call the police. That happens every 7 days. I think it's preposterous and it's bad, this angle.
Yeah. So he keeps trying to get The Miz They did some hometown stuff. He's already been under the ring. They've already done that wacky, trite supernatural stuff. He's done the home invasion. God, Triple H is playing the hits. I think that The Miz finally loses it tonight, issues the challenge as a heel because Triple H gets it wrong, and they have a 2¾ star at best on Sunday. Am I being too harsh on the prospect of the quality of an in-ring match between The Miz and Dexter Lumis? Let me know under the last link on Twitter.
Put it like this, Sage. The last time The Miz was involved in a storyline like this, it resulted in a 1-star match against who? Bray Wyatt. And we're all absolutely tearing them clean off for the return of that guy. So Miz and Lumis might be an upgrade.
Potentially. Potentially, absolutely. So yeah, let us know under the Twitter link to this podcast at WhatCultureWWE. Whilst you're there, you can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
You can follow me at M Sidgwick. Let me know if I'm being more of a grouch. Look, I'm into Gable. Jesus Christ, give us a break. If you haven't already, check out our Rampage and SmackDown reviews. If they even drop your feed, we've had some very annoying technical hiccups with it. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Bless you.
I bloody love a sneeze, mate. Absolutely bloody love a sneeze. Anyway, so hopefully the podcast schedule and audio quality, everything else will improve as the week progresses. Thank you very much for being patient with us. Thank you very much for choosing us on your day. I know there's lots of competition for your time out there. It really does mean the world to us. And until then, we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.